ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ
ॐ मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस बोथ। May Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feeling toward each other. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
We are studying the sixth section of the second chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad, which is called ब्रह्मानंदवल्ली। असन्नेव सभवति असद् ब्रह्मेति वेद चेत् अस्ति ब्रह्मेति चेद् वेद संतम् एनम् ततो विदुः इति तस्य एष एव शरीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य। अतः अनुप्रश्नाः उत अविद्वान् अमुम् लोकम् प्रेत्य कश्चन गच्छति। आहो विद्वान् अमुम् लोकम् प्रेत्य कश्चित् समश्नुता ओ सोकामयत बहुस्याम् प्रजायेति सतपोतप्यत सतपस्तप्त्वा इदम् सर्वम् अश्वजत इदिदम् किञ्च तत्सृष्ट्वा तदेवानुप्राविशत् तदनुप्रविश्य सच्यत्यच्च अभवत् निरुक्तञ्च अनिरुक्तञ्च निलयनञ्च अनिलयनञ्च विज्ञानञ्च अविज्ञानञ्च सत्यञ्च अनृतञ्च सत्यम् अभवत् यदिदम् किञ्च तत् सत्यम् इति आचक्षते तदपि एष श्लोको भवति इति षष्ठो अनुवाकः। दिस् इस् ए रिसेट् मोस्ट् मार्वलस् सेक्शन् देर् इन् After hearing the teaching of the teacher, the students had some doubts and wonderful doubts. What is that doubt? That if everything is Brahman, because the cause of this whole creation is Brahman, and what is an effect? Nothing but cause with name and form. So there we imagine two types of people. So one is avidwan. Who is avidwan? Earlier we have seen a person who believes Brahman or God exists and strives his level best to become one with him. He is called avidwan. And one who leads a very good life because he believes God exists. Everything is sat. Sat means good, pure, holy. I believe in goodness, purity, holiness. I believe, complete belief I have in the scriptures. And the scriptures are nothing but God only. God in the form of knowledge is manifesting in the form of the scriptures. And therefore, all the scriptures are nothing but God only. And I believe in the scriptures. That is called Shraddha. And so if anybody believes in the scripture, then he believes in God. Because scripture means Jnanam. That is why it is called Veda. Veda means Jnanam. It is nothing but God. And then if a person has true belief, that person is driven, possessed, is directed to behave according to that belief. Earlier I have given several examples. If you believe that this is poison, in spite of the label, that this is a very healthy something, then if you believe in the opposite way, you will not accept it. But if you in spite of the label, this is poisonous. It can kill you. But if you believe that it is not going to kill you, on the other hand, it is going to make you a much better person, then definitely you follow. This psychology we have to understand, and accordingly we have to judge ourselves, not others, but ourselves. Do I really behave according to the direction of the scriptures? Then I believe in the scripture, then I believe in God, and the result also will be more and more happiness, purity, holiness, power of discrimination, and of course ananda. That is how we understand we are progressing. That is the what we call measurement. How to measure whether we are progressing towards God or not. Whether we are progressing in spiritual life or not. On the other hand, however much a person may be a master, a professor in an university, he knows all the Vedas, all the commentaries, and he can explain beautifully, but his life goes in the opposite direction. We have to say that he is only just like the vulture. It soars so high, but all its attention, all the time, not one day, one time, but throughout its life, it will be only towards the most abominable things. And according to Sri Ramakrishna, the body, even though if a person is alive, that body is nothing but a corpse, rotting corpse, carcass. There is no difference. So, if Brahman, everything is Brahman, a knower is a Brahman, an ignorant person is also a Brahman, and so when, as soon as this body falls, then will the ignorant person attain Brahman? Similarly, the realized soul, the real knower of Brahman, will also become Brahman. And I also forestalled this answer earlier, and I told you, quoting Sri Ramakrishna, a very beautiful saying, everybody will get food, nobody will go without food, some will get early, some will get very late. Everybody will be freed, some sooner, some later. That is what Holy Mother also meant. Now, this is the answer. So, these two questions bring whether really Brahman exists or not. For that, in these coming sections also, seven reasons were given, and we have already explored some of these reasons. So, upon hearing the teachings of the teacher, these were the two questions that were put. What is the point of the first question? That even if a knower, after the fall of the body, attains Brahman, and how did he become a knower? He had to practice spiritual disciplines, hard practices, for a very, very long time, maybe many, many lives. And then he dies, that means body falls, and he becomes merged in Brahman. But on the opposite side, there is this ignorant person who is not only not leading a spiritual life, he is leading what we call a very worldly life, disregarding all the moral rules and regulations, etc. Then will that person also attain to God realization? So if there is no difference, why should one go through all these troubles, hardships, tapasya, austerities, etc.? Very legitimate question. The undoubted answer that is given is, everything is Brahman. And that is going to be proved. Everything is Brahman. Whatever we see, whatever we hear, whatever we experience, so prati bhavana, every thought proves the existence of God. That's going to be explored further, which we will come very soon. So, what is the answer? Yes, both will attain. And one, the knower, or the learned person, or the knower of Brahman, he did not become overnight Anuvira Brahman. Like you, at one time, he also led an indifferent life, but in course of time, slowly, he turned his attention towards God. Why did he turn? Because every action has its own effect. So if somebody leads and what is called adharmic, unrighteous life, the consequences will come sooner or later, and that's very painful. So we all learn how to keep our health, both physical as well as mental. And then after a long evolution, after many a life, then one day our mind becomes totally merged and we know I am Brahman. There are no I and Brahman, only Brahman exists. So Brahma Asti, Brahman exists, is converted into Brahma Asmi, I am Brahma. So like that, the person who is leading a unspiritual life, just like the knower also, he will also progress, he will also become free. But just because the body falls, one doesn't become Brahman. That is why Hinduism advocates punarjanma or rebirth. Every rebirth is an opportunity, a fresh opportunity, so that we can turn our lives towards God. So that is the answer given. Existence of Brahman is proved, but the most wonderful reason how we know God exists, even to ask the question, does God exist? I have to exist and I have to be conscious. Therefore, consciousness and awareness and then the quest for truth. Because who is going to ask these questions? A worldly person certainly is not going to ask these questions. That is why it is said, after listening for so many years under a competing or competitive a realizer of God, a teacher, only then these doubts will come. That means the person has already studied about God, is practicing a spiritual life. Now and then doubts creep up. So a great assurance that your very existence, remember, Brahman is defined as Sat, Chit and Ananda. Existence is Brahman. Consciousness is Brahman. Bliss is Brahman. Therefore, if you have to ask question, you have to be, and you have to be aware. Your existence itself is a proof, because Brahman is defined as existence. Your consciousness, awareness is also defined as not particular awareness, but generalized awareness is called Chit. And then who asks these questions? A person asks only when he has a desire. What is the desire? I don't want to be suffering. And I want to be having more and more bliss, happiness. And this person says, your very desire for bliss stems, originates from your past experience of happiness. So you have experienced various types of pleasures already many a time, every day in fact, and every day unbroken bliss for several hours at a time, going beyond time, space and causation. That is called Ananda Swarupa, a Brahman, of which in my last class, I have dealt with the last part of the talk. Purely what is Ananda? Everybody is experiencing bliss only. If it is limited, it is called Sukha. If it is more limited, it is called Dukha. But it is not a separate experience. It is nothing but Ananda. Therefore, my existence, my awareness, and my experience of Sukha and Dukha conclusively proves that Brahman exists. But when all the creation is taken together, that is called Brahman. And when individual existence is taken, that is called Jiva. అండ్ ది జీవ అండ్ బ్రహ్మ, జీవాత్మ అండ్ పరమాత్మ, దే ఆర్ నాట్ టూ సెపరేట్ థింగ్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ మై మైండ్ విచ్ క్రియేట్స్ ది ప్రాబ్లమ్. సో వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ ఇన్ ది గాస్పెల్ ఆల్సో, మైండ్ అలోన్ ఇస్ ది కాజ్ ఆఫ్ బోత్ బాండేజ్ అండ్ ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్ ఆల్సో. సో నౌ ది బేసిక్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్, సో బ్రహ్మన్ క్రియేటెడ్ అండ్ వై డిడ్ హీ క్రియేట్, హౌ డిడ్ హీ క్రియేట్ అండ్ దెన్ వాట్ డిడ్ హీ డూ ఆఫ్టర్ క్రియేషన్, దోస్ ఆర్ ది క్వశ్చన్స్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు డీల్ ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రజెంట్ క్లాస్ యాజ్ ఫార్ యాజ్ పాసిబుల్. సో ది ఉపనిషత్ అవుట్లైన్స్, సో కామయత సహ అకామయత, సహ మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్, సో అకామయత హీ డిజైర్డ్. సో ఎన్ అబ్జెక్షన్ కమ్స్ బికాస్ వెన్ వీ సే బ్రహ్మన్ క్రియేటెడ్, వై డిడ్ హీ క్రియేట్? బికాస్ హీ డిజైర్డ్ టు క్రియేట్. వాట్ ఎవర్ వీ డూ, ఫస్ట్ వీ డిజైర్ టు డూ. ఐ వాంట్ టు గో ఫర్ ఎ వాక్, దట్ డిజైర్ కమ్స్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ ఐ మైట్ గో ఫర్ ఎ వాక్. ఐ వాంట్ టు ఈట్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ ఐ గో అండ్ ఈట్. ఫర్ ఎవరీ యాక్షన్ ప్రిసీడింగ్ టు దట్ యాక్షన్ దేర్ ఈజ్ ఎ థాట్ అండ్ దట్ థాట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ఎ డిజైర్. వెరీ ఫన్నీ థింగ్ సైకాలజీ. సపోజ్ ఎనీ వన్ ఆఫ్ యూ రేజెస్ ఎన్ అబ్జెక్షన్, నౌ సమ్ టైమ్స్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు డూ ఎనీథింగ్, వేర్ ఈజ్ ది డిజైర్ ఇన్ మై మైండ్? సో ఈజ్ దట్ ఆల్సో ఎ డిజైర్? ఎస్ ఎస్, ఐ హ్యావ్ డన్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ అండ్ ఐ విల్ హ్యావ్ టు డూ లాట్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్, బట్ ఎట్ దిస్ టైమ్ ఐ కెన్ రెస్ట్ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్. సో ఐ డిజైర్ టు హ్యావ్ రెస్ట్ అండ్ టు ఎంజాయ్ మై ప్రజెంట్ టైమ్, సో ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు డూ ఎనీథింగ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ వెదర్ ఐ వాంట్ టు డూ సంథింగ్ ఆర్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు డూ సంథింగ్, బోత్ స్టెమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది డిజైర్ ఓన్లీ, థాట్స్ ఓన్లీ. సో సో కామయత, సో దట్ స్టేట్మెంట్ సేస్ వన్ థింగ్, హూ కెన్ డిజైర్ ఎ పీస్ ఆఫ్ రాక్, ఎ నాన్ కాన్షియస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, ఎ క్లాడ్ ఆఫ్ అర్త్ డజంట్ డిజైర్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ నో డౌట్. సో వన్ థర్డ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ దేర్. వాట్ అబౌట్ టూ థర్డ్స్? ఆర్ దే అబ్సెంట్? నో, దే ఆర్ ప్రెజెంట్ బట్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ మేనిఫెస్ట్. జస్ట్ లైక్ ఎ చైల్డ్, ఎ బేబీ ఐన్స్టైన్, సో హీఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బికమ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ ఫిజిసిస్ట్ బట్ అట్ దిస్ టైమ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ పొటెన్షియల్లీ దేర్. లైక్ దట్ ఎ రాక్, ఎ క్లాడ్ ఆఫ్ అర్త్ ఈజ్ ఎ పొటెన్షియల్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞాని, బట్ అట్ దిస్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ ఇవల్యూషన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్. సో ది ఫస్ట్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ టువర్డ్స్ నోయింగ్ ఐఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ లైఫ్, అండ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ లైఫ్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ కమ్స్ ది వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అవేర్నెస్. లైఫ్ మీన్స్ వాట్? నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఐఆమ్ బట్ ఐఆమ్ ఎలైవ్, ఐఆమ్ ఎలైవ్. దట్ అవేర్నెస్ దట్ ఐఆమ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ చైతన్య, అండ్ దెన్ కమ్ ఫాలోస్ ఐ వాంట్ టు బి దిస్ దట్ ది అదర్ థింగ్, సో ఐ హ్యావ్ టు డూ, ఐ హ్యావ్ టు ఎంజాయ్ ఫస్ట్, ఐ హ్యావ్ టు డిజైర్ దెన్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు అబ్టైన్ దెన్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు ఎంజాయ్ ఇట్. సో ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఇచ్చాశక్తి, దెన్ క్రియాశక్తి, అండ్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ కమ్స్ వాట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ భోగశక్తి. బట్ ఈవెన్ బిఫోర్ దట్ దెర్ ఈజ్ అనదర్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ జ్ఞానశక్తి. ఇఫ్ ఐ డోంట్ నో సంథింగ్ ఐ కెనాట్ డిజైర్ ఇట్. సో జ్ఞానశక్తి క్రియేట్స్ ఎ డిజైర్. వాట్ ఈస్ ది డిజైర్? ఐదర్ ఐ వాంట్ ఇట్ ఆర్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఇట్ ఆర్ ఐ నో ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ బట్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు థింక్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. సో దీస్ త్రీ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్స్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానశక్తి మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ అండ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ యాజ్ ఇచ్చాశక్తి, అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి పుట్ ఇన్ టు యాక్షన్ అండ్ ది రిజల్ట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్. సో వీ కెన్ సే జ్ఞానశక్తి, ఇచ్చాశక్తి, క్రియాశక్తి అండ్ భోగశక్తి. అండ్ సో బ్రహ్మన్ ఆల్సో ఇట్ బై స్టేటింగ్ దిస్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ డిజైర్డ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఫస్ట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ బికాస్ ఏ నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ థింగ్ కెనాట్ డిజైర్. దెన్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ కాన్షియస్ అండ్ ఇట్ నోస్ something is there. So it then only it desires. What does Brahman know? Brahman knows everything. Brahman is called all-knowing. Brahman is called Sarvajna. So Sarvajna will have Sarva Icha. I want to be everything. And we also unconsciously do the same thing. No man is satisfied with little bit food. Suppose you are eating some tasty food and it is so tasty, you feel like eating more. But your stomach is limited and you eat to the full stomach. After that, the stomach refuses to accommodate even one grain. Like when Bhagavan Krishna, having become an insect, had swallowed one grain of rice sticking in the Akshaya Patra. For that small insect, that grain almost filled its entire stomach until, as we say, the throat. And then he said, I am satisfied. And then what happened? Tasmin tushte jagatushtam. Durvasa and all the other 100 people, even if one grain of rice, by whatever way, if they can put it in their stomach, from the beginning of their life, 84 lakhs lives, all that food will be vomited. That was the condition. So they ran away without looking at Bhimasena, who was trying to call them for food. So, if somebody knows 1%, his desire will be 1%. Somebody knows 100%, his desire also becomes 100%. That is what is being indicated in this so kamayata. He desired. He means Brahman. God. God desired means what? First of all, God exists. Non-existing something cannot desire. Second, he is aware. A unconscious person cannot desire. Third, he knows what to desire and how to obtain it. So, God is Sarvajna and he is Sarva Jnanamaya and he is Sarva Kriya Shakti is there and Sarva Bhoktrutva Shakti is there, and that is simply indicated in the Bhagavad Gita in the 4th chapter, 24th verse, Brahmarpanam Brahmahavihi. Everything that is done in this world is done by God only, just like we experience everything in our dream. We are Brahman so far as our particular dream is considered. So Brahman, so kamayata, and that is to deny that the cause of a pot is clay. But when we look at the clay, it is existing, but it doesn't have consciousness, awareness. Similarly, gold, out of which any number of ornaments can be done, is a non-conscious object. So, is Brahman like that? Because we accept he is the cause and this entire world is the creation, effect. No, he is not like a clod of earth. He is full of consciousness, infinite consciousness, jnanam. As we saw earlier, these are explanations of the definition of Brahman, satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma. That's being elaborated here in a slightly indirect manner. So everything is Brahman. So Brahman as cause alone is Brahman. Brahman, same Brahman as the effect is also Brahman. Then what is the difference? The difference is when Brahman is alone, that is to say, who is asking these questions? I am asking. You are asking. How are we asking? We are asking because we have a mind. And if we don't have mind, we don't ask at all. Whatever may be our limitations in the both in the waking and dream states, as soon as we enter into that marvelous state called Sushupti, you know what happens? No questions at all. Because I have become everything. The entire Jagrat Prapancha, the entire Swapna Prapancha, and the division between subject and object, both of them became merged as the cause. That's why it is called karana sharira, karana avastha. That is called sushupti avastha. That is why if everything is me, there is nothing to be desired. I am everything. I have become everything. Therefore, there is no desire. There is complete fulfillment of every desire, and that is called bliss. So long as I am in that state, I am so blissful. That is the explanation given. And then Shankaracharya, of course, in his commentary, he says, why this question is arisen? Because there is a school of Buddhism which says everything is an appearance, nothing is real. For that, the counter answer is, according to Advaita Vedanta, nothing exists, everything exists, and that what you call nothing is what we call Brahman, because he is only appearing as everything. And then according to another school of philosophy called Mimamsa, so this creation is called Leela. Again, that raises some questions. So, Leela is okay for God, and I am feeling so much of suffering. For that, Sri Ramakrishna answers a devotee, why does God create so much of suffering for me? And Sri Ramakrishna puts a counter question, who are you, sir? So, this Leela theory is acceptable only when we believe Brahman exists, and this Leela theory is only acceptable only when we are ignorant, when we are the effects. Because when in deep sleep, you don't ask this question whether Brahman is Nitya or Leela. Similarly, when a person enters into Nirvikalpa Samadhi, he also doesn't ask, because there is nobody to ask to. There is no mind to ask to. There is no answer. So a very important point we have to keep up in our mind is that why are these questions, or by whom are these questions raised? Only by the mind. And that mind which partially understands and partially ignorant. Because if it knows completely, there are no doubts. If it doesn't know anything, even to ask a question, even to entertain a doubt, there must be a thinking mind. So a completely ignorant mind has no problem. A completely illumined mind has no problem. And we fall in between. And that's why these doubts will come. So of that, this entire, why did he create? Because for his own entertainment. But why did he create me? The counter question would be, are you somebody separate from Brahman? This is the final answer. Here Ramakrishna clarifies just now, he said. So what did this Brahman do? So this question again, who is asking? I am asking. Why am I asking? Because I see the creation. And in this creation, I see myself as limited, as separate, and everything completely separate from me. And sometimes my experience is good, sometimes not good, sometimes I am happy, sometimes I am unhappy. I want to be alive all the time. I want to be happy all the time. I want to know everything, but I am not. So the question comes, why did God create? The answer is, he did not create you. He is only appearing as you, and he is sporting just as you make your own enemy, your own prison in your dream, your own gundas in your dream, who are chasing you in the dream. Just like that, Bhagavan creates both happiness and unhappiness, good and evil. This is the answer. What is the point I am trying to convey to you? That all these questions, whether I am ignorant or knowledgeable, arises because of the mind. So long as there is a mind, it is a limitation. That limitation of Nama Rupa is called creation. So long as we are limited, we have to satisfactorily answer. Why should we answer? Because we need a plan to live our life, which leads us to less evil, less suffering, more happiness, more bliss. This is the simple reason. This is how a person transcends Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, and Anandamaya Kosha. So it is said, when we say Brahman creates, Brahman simply manifests itself as names and forms. That is all we have to understand. For that, so many analogies are given. Just like you see waves in an ocean manifesting themselves. What is an ocean? A body of water. What is a wave? A small bit of water raised by the force of wind, as if it is separate, but you take out the wave from the ocean, it would not exist. Wave also is water. Ocean is also water, but a tiny surface drops of water are by the force of wind raised a little bit and moved a little bit. That's what we call waves. But both wave and ocean, as water, they are one. But as form, one is without wave, another is with a slightly different. This is how we have to understand. So that's why it is said in many of the suktas. There is one sukta called Nasadiya Sukta. So at the beginning, all this universe was then undifferentiated. Then it became differentiated by name and form. So, what was there before creation? Who can tell? Because to tell, to ask what was there before creation, and for somebody to answer that question, there must be some already creation, name and form. Mind should be there. But in reality, there is nothing else but Brahman. That's what he wants to say. So what did this Brahman do? He desired. And then what did he do to fulfill his desire? So he knew what to become. He desired to become means he knew what to become. I want to become this creation. So he has got that knowledge. How can I become this creation? So that is called Satapo Atapyata. He performed, practiced austerities. This idea of austerity is the very essence of the third chapter of this Taittiriya Upanishad. So, satapo tapyata, satapas tattva, annam brahmeti vyajanat, prano brahmeti vyajanat, mano brahmeti vyajanat, vijnanam brahmeti vyajanat, anandam brahmeti vyajanat. And then he went beyond. He never came back and asked. He means Bhrigu. Never came and asked Varuna, in a Brahmagnani, that what is the other state beyond Brahman? Anandam is Brahman. And once he knew Anandam as Brahman, then he never came back and asked, teach me about Brahman. So, what is tapas here? And Shankaracharya, the brilliant commentator, he gives us very simple, very beautiful, very profound answer. What does he say? What happened? These students, they have heard deeply about the teachings given by the teacher. So they are having these doubts. So what happened? So they do tapas. Bhrigu did tapas. What does it mean? Normally, tapasya means physical austerities. In this case, tapasya means deep thinking. This is what my teacher told me. And I should understand it where there would be no scope for not even a single doubt in all eternity. And that deep thinking is called tapasya. But in the case of Brahman, slight difference is there. What is this Brahman? Let me first give you an example. So what happened? He first, Brahman, let me give you an example first. Supposing you are experimenting with various ways of cooking and you are trying different combinations, and like Western people, very scientific type of people. They were note down, this much salt I added, this much time I cooked, this much oil I poured, what are the ingredients, how much measure of ingredients, and at what stage I added, everything will be recorded. And so, after many experiments, one particular experiment turned out to be extraordinarily tasty dish. And that is what is called McDonald's products, completely scientifically arranged, how many ingredients, in what quantity, and in what order of cooking, at what temperature, and for how long each item. That's why the taste will be like a scientific experiment, exactly the same all over the world. So imagine you have created and then you noted down and then it was wonderful. So after some time you felt a desire, that was a very tasty thing. I feel like eating once more. So what do? You go back to your notes, recordings and repeat the same thing. And you don't need to think now, you don't need to experiment, because you have already done it scientifically, noted down everything, and then you just followed the steps and you get exactly the same result. Follow a great person, you will get the result he got. Follow a bad person, we get the result this person got. That is why Mahapurushaha Ena Patha Kantaha, by which path these Mahapurushas traversed, let us follow. That is called imitation of Christ, imitation of Buddha, imitation of Sri Ramakrishna, etc. Imitation of Holy Mother, etc. So, Sa Brahman, having the desire, he thought, I created it earlier also, so let me follow the same. So it is said, Brahman had prepared a mould and then every time he wants, he would melt this creation, pours into the same mould, and exactly it comes out in the same way. That is why it is said, whether it is Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga, there I, you, everything is only a repetition of what he has been doing since eternity. What a marvelous thing. So, having remembered, and that process of remembering or referring to the recorded notes is called tapas, austerity, and having referred to the notes, then what did he do? So he brought all the moulds that he had already prepared, a huge mould. Idam sarvam asrujata. He poured this raw material. What is this raw material? That is he himself. That is why it is said, he is both the upadana, material cause. He is also the, what is called nimitta, nimitta or intelligent cause. And he alone is the instrumental cause. So he, like our mind is the intelligent cause. Our mind is the material cause. Our mind is the instrumental cause. And these three create the material, which is the waking state memories, and put them into our dream world. We create, just as we create our dream world, so also this Brahman also created this entire world here. Idam sarvam, idam means this experiential creation, sarvam, everything, asrujata, he has created. Edidam kincha, whatever. So, isa vasya metahum sarvam, et kincha jagatyam jagat, tena tyak tena bunjaitha, magridaha kasya sviddhanam. So, isa vasya upanishad is only re-echoing the same sentiments. And so, the doubt that I mentioned, why did Brahman also create? He is all blissful. Why should he create? Because again, you have to understand, this question was not asked by Brahman. This question is asked by Brahman. What is called deluded people, deluded minds like ourselves. So why did he do? Because in the past life, we did so many things and therefore this creation goes in two ways. One is, we as human beings in our many a past lives did so many both righteous and unrighteous deeds, and we have to experience, otherwise we cannot progress in spiritual life. And therefore, first of all, we have to experience our own, what we call the resultants of our past lives, called prarabdha karma. And at the same time, is a new opportunity for us to fashion our future consciously, willingly, and with great effort. That is called spiritual struggle. Then we will progress. Otherwise, we will digress. We go down. That is, we again go back, what is called into involution, fall down. But the law of life is, we go on evolving, first the physical instrument, then the mental instrument, and then progress further until we go back to the cause from which we have been manifest. That is the idea. So what did Brahman do? Tat Srishtva, having himself become this entire universe, Tadeva Anupravishat, he entered. So there is a big, what is called Anupravesha Bhashya. I am not going into the details, but the essence of it is that, you know, in our normal day-to-day life, supposing a person wanted to have a new house, so he purchases a plot of land and with the help of civil engineer and workers, he builds a house. So, having built the house, he enters into it. Did Brahman enter into this world? No. Because he was the house, he is the creator, and he cannot enter. For what reason? Because he is Anantam. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. He can't enter. But then what is the meaning of? That means, just as we enter, having created the dream world, we enter into the minds of our enemies, our friends, our family people, foreigners, everything that we see, living, non-living, with life, without life, we enter. If you see a rock in your dream, you entered into that rock. I decided to exist as a rock, not manifesting my awareness and bliss. And that is how you decided and you became. This is called Anupravesha Shruti. It is a very mind-boggling commentary is there. Not one commentary, but more than three commentaries are there. We get it here. We get it in the Chandogya. We get it in the Brihadaranyaka also. But the point is, Brahman alone became the material cause. Brahman alone has entered, as it were, as the intelligent cause. That is called Chidabhasa. Everything is called Chidabhasa. Anupravishat means what? He started identifying himself. I am a man. I am a woman. I am a dog. I am a donkey. I am a mosquito. That is how we have to understand this Anupravesha. And then what did he do? He became everything. And then how did? So the Upanishad is telling, dividing this creation into two parts. The manifest and then the unmanifest. The definable and the indefinable. And that which is having a support, that which is not having a support. So these are the, what did he do? How did it become? Or what did it Brahman become? Tad Anupravishya, having entered into the creation, Satcha Tyatcha Abhavat. Satcha Tyatcha. He became Sat and Tyat. Niruktamcha Aniruktamcha. That which is definable and that which is not definable. Nilayanam. That which is support, that which is not having a support. Vijnanamcha Avijnanamcha. That which is conscious, that which is not conscious. Satyam, Chandrutancha, Satyam. Here, three points are there. Satyam means, is Vyavaharika Satyam, transactional reality. Brahman became a transactional reality. Then secondly, he became Anrutam. Anrutam is equivalent to Asatyam, that is untruth. But there is nothing called untruth. Everything is a truth in different ways of manifestation. Because Brahman is Satyam, it can never become Asatyam. But there is a lower manifestation of reality. It is called Pratibhasika Satyam. That is the second Satyam. Then everything, both the transactional truth and the what is called reflected truth, Pratibhasika Satyam, he is the manifestation of everything Satyam Abhavat. So, Paramarthika Satyam, Vyavaharika Satyam, Pratibhasika Satyam. This is how we have to understand. So, I am talking to you now. You are listening. This is called Vyavaharika Satyam, second type of Satyam. Then, suddenly, for a few seconds, your eyes close and you have a dream. You are somewhere doing something. That is called Pratibhasika Satyam. Or what is called a low, very lower. Dream is as an example. So within the waking state, dream state compared to waking state, dream state is less manifestation of reality. That is called Pratibhasika reflected truth. But there is a Paramarthika Satyam, which is unchangeable, which is infinite. Satyam, that is the definition of Brahman. So, truth is divided into three, Paramarthika, Vyavaharika and Pratibhasika. Is really very simple to understand, but we will talk about it in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhuhu. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all. It bhakti Jai Ramakrishna.